Hello. I can't come to... Hello?
Hello, my name is Martha, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I have some minutes of your time?
Sure.
Hi, thank you. Okay. The first question will be if you're registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances are 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
50-50.
50-50, okay. Can you please tell me what is your race?
African-American.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No. Okay. In what year you were born? I'm just making sure that I'm talking to people of all ages.
61.
Sorry?
61.
Thank you.
1961.
I like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, or 100, a very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. How about Stephen Fulop, mayor of Jersey City?
50-50.
Okay, thank you. How about Andy Kim, South Jersey U.S. congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate?
I'm not familiar.
You have not heard of him?
No.
Okay, thank you. How about Robbie Bala, mayor of Hoboken and candidate for Congress?
Never heard of him.
Never heard, okay. Joe Biden, President of the United States?
50-50.
50, thank you. Phil Murphy, Governor of New Jersey?
Say that again?
Phil Murphy, Governor of New Jersey?
75%.
Okay. How about Rob Menendez, U.S. Congressman and candidate for Congress?
50-50.
And Bob Menendez, U.S. Senator and candidate for U.S. Senate?
50-50.
Okay. And Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate?
60.
60. Thank you. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
What is the first what?
What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the name of Rob Menendez?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Will you say you disapprove or approve the job of Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Sorry?
Disapprove.
Okay, you will say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were and Patricia Campos Medina, Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, and Andy Kim, for whom will you vote?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Well, if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, will you lean towards voting for Patricia Campos Medina, Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, or Andy Kim?
I don't know.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Jacy, Robby Bala, and Rob Menendez, for whom will you vote?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. Well, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and you had to decide right now, will you lean towards voting for Kyle Dacey, Robbie Bala, or Rob Menendez?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, thank you. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Not too much.
Not too much, okay. How closely will you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not too closely.
Okay. Please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father. Hello?